Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We finish up our summertime in the Psalms by looking at Psalm chapter 80. And I want to highlight the very first verse. It says, "Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You are enthroned upon the cherubim. Shine forth." You know, the Psalms are not meant to be dissected like science experiments. They are meant to be sung. Psalm 80 isn't a clinical report on spiritual decline. It's a living, breathing cry of the heart. And the preacher reminds us, don't murder the melody, but let the song live. So this psalm opens up like a choir warming up for revival. "Give ear, O shepherd of Israel." That's theology in song. The people remember who God is, their shepherd, their leader, their enthroned king. They are calling not on a distant deity, but on a personal redeemer who once led his people out of bondage. You know, when your heart is broken, don't just explain your pain, but you've been given permission to express it. Let lament become your language. Let praise rise, even if it's soaked in tears. This kind of prayer invites the presence of God and shapes your soul to trust Him again. The Song of Psalm 80 is not a dirge, it's a prelude. It looks back to God's past faithfulness and forward to His coming restoration. And we now sing it in light of Christ, our Shepherd King, who hears our cry and shines forth upon us in grace. Here's some ways that you can pray this very psalm. Lord, teach me to pray with honesty and passion, not just logic and routine. Help me sing through sorrow and trust you in the tension. And let your presence shine forth in my heart as I wait upon you. Here are two people that you can pray for today. AJ, our Creative Access missionary in Asia, and also the Kimpoto LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania. And remember, as you go into the weekend, the Psalms were meant to be sung, not dissected. And Psalm 80 calls us to heartfelt, honest worship of the God who still hears and restores.